Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning. Got K-Man Sports Director John Kurtz across from me in the studio. Andrew Hammond was in here a second ago. He had to go
take care of that Z.
Take care of the Z. But he should be back. He might be back any moment. We're talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and his lecture. I don't know if you really call it a lecture. It's more of kind of a question and answer.
Yeah, I just call it a Q&A, really.
Q&A, yeah. Last night in Bramlage Coliseum, a pretty good turnout. I estimated anywhere from like 3,000 to 4,000. Is that kind of what you thought as well?
You know, I'm never great with these crowd estimates. People always want me to do it at those non-conference home basketball games when there's about 2,000 people there. So, I don't know. But I thought it was a good crowd. It was a better crowd than I was expecting. I'll put it that way. There were more people there than I had set my expectation level at.
As far as where K-State wanted folks sat, that was all filled. It seemed like they had the boundaries of where they wanted to sit people, and that was filled from top to bottom in Bramlage. Talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he had so many great things to say, so many really thoughtful things to say. And this clip I'm going to play, we've been playing some clips this morning. This clip is talking about how he understands that even though people come from different backgrounds, most of the time they all want the same things.
We can make bridges. We don't live in the Middle East where people who, with very sinister ulterior motives, don't let communities communicate with each other. We live in America. We can talk to our neighbors. We can find out who they are. And usually what you find out is they're just like every other American. They want their family to have an opportunity for the American dream. That's why we're all here.
That's one of the things I just really appreciated about a lot of what he had to say was that we disagree on a lot of things, and clearly he has strong views on a lot of things, some that we're going to get to here in just a moment. But the real key in all of this is to have conversations and actually go out and talk to some of these people that you may think that you disagree with and try and be reasonable in doing so. Because, you know, everybody likes to say right now in 2018 that the world is so divided and moving further and further apart. Well, I mean, there's one way to try and fix that, and it takes people actually communicating with each other instead of just screaming and yelling at each other, which that is the attitude and the demeanor that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar certainly has.
Although, with that being said, he did have an exception.
There is an exception. There is an exception. I understand why there is an exception.
And it really is easy to understand why, at least coming from the perspective of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when you consider that in 1968 he converted to Islam, he boycotted the Olympic Games, he had a chance to go to the Olympics and play basketball, and he said, no, I'm not doing it. And you can really kind of see some similarities in some ways as far as being, you always hear people talk about people being social justice warriors. You hear that term all the time. But he really was one.
Yeah, you want to talk about somebody that is one, not one behind a computer screen. I mean, this guy lives it.
He does. And he was asked about former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick and about that method and about how a former Marine, former football player.
Yeah, Nate Boyer.
Nate Boyer.
So the question, if you're playing the clip that I believe you're going to play, it was a question from the crowd about, are you talking about the exception here? Is that what
you're
about
to play?
Well,
I guess first I'll play a clip about Kareem talking about Kaepernick's method. We'll play that
there
one
you
first.
Go. Yeah.
The way he expressed himself really is the key. He wasn't doing anything to disrupt the game, but he was making people aware of something before the game. And people who did not like that subject being brought up on Sunday morning at an NFL game decided that they would try to stop him by doing what they did.
He also talked about Kaepernick making a sacrifice. Let me play that one real quick. Especially for a guy that knows about sacrifice. Again, boycotted the Olympics.
All you have to do is watch the film of the killing of Tamir Rice in Cleveland, and you will understand what Colin was talking about. And I think that pushback against him was as severe as it was because he would not stop what he was doing. He would not leave the issue alone because it's an important issue to him. And it's a lot more important than his job was. And he realized that he was risking his job, but he had something important to say, and he said what he had to say. So I have a lot of respect for him for that.
And this next clip, somebody in the audience asked Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about what he thought a meeting with the – and I'm like already setting it up. I was just telling you, like, you set it up.
John, yeah, first of all, let me say, the part that I appreciate there with Kareem, and it's something that you'll hear a lot of people do, but it was refreshing to hear somebody as respected as Kareem do this, because this is my biggest pet peeve with Colin Kaepernick when we're talking about Cap. This starts with Tamir Rice. You notice him talking about there, Tamir Rice and police brutality and violence against African Americans, because how many times does that actually get brought up when we're talking about Colin Kaepernick? How many times does that actually get mentioned first? And how many times does it actually just get lost in the shuffle? Because most of the time it gets lost in the shuffle. And that was the message in the first place. This is not a national anthem protest. That's what you hear everybody say all the time, a national anthem protest. It is not a national anthem protest. It is a peaceful protest occurring during the national anthem that is protesting police brutality against African Americans. And that has gotten so twisted. And the question actually comes, I think it's a nice tie-in here, because the question was about Nate Boyer, who is a veteran and also a former NFL player, and he was the one that met with Colin Kaepernick and told him, hey, if you're going to do this, how about kneeling instead of sitting down? That will therefore defer some respect. There's some deference to the veterans there to try and help out. So Colin obviously appeases that and goes down to a knee. But anyway, she brought that up and then transitioned into, since there is still so much divisiveness because of that, led in part by the crusade from the president against all of that, would it be good to have a meeting between the president and Colin Kaepernick?
Here's that clip.
I know for a fact that a conversation between the two of them would be used by the president to feed his base some raw meat. He has no interest in solving any problem.
And that got quite a reaction, as you heard.
Well, and I think, I mean, look, I'll just be honest. Like, what evidence do we have to the contrary there that that's not what would happen? What happened when the vice president went to an NFL game earlier this year? What was that all set up to be? Was that set up to be going to an NFL game, trying to have an open conversation about what's happening here? Or was that a publicity stunt and a setup for him to go to an NFL game and then be able to send out a tweet about leaving because players are taking a knee? I mean, there's been no initiative from the executive branch to try and smooth anything out, to have any kind of real legitimate conversation here. So why go feed the monster and give those who are always going to disagree with it more of an opportunity to disagree and have more, as he said, some raw meat to feast on there?
Very, very true. John, thanks so much for coming in, K-Man Sports Director. We could talk about that subject for so long, and I'll write up a story. That'll be on our website. That should be up a little later this afternoon. You can catch some of that, and we have some quotes on our K-Man Twitter page as well.
We do. Also, I put together basically all the clips. If you go to JL Kurtz on Twitter, it's like a 4 or 5 minute mashup of a lot of the most poignant things that he had to say, even some stuff we didn't get to here.
All right. Very good.
I got to go take a nap, guys.
That's right. Early start for John Kurtz this morning. Thanks so much for listening. This will all be on demand on our website at newsradiokman.com.
Good job, gentlemen. Moving up on 10 a.m., CBS News is next. Good morning.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered.